So, this is by far one of the weirdest things that I've ever done. I'm literally sitting in my car, in my garage, so I could record this, because my brother lives with me, and I didn't want him to hear me. So, I just posted about how my brother was really excited about, like, my Patreon being, like, a success, which, thank you guys so much. And I also put on there that, like, my brother thinks that I do a podcast, and somebody commented and was like, what are you gonna, like, why does your, what does it say? Hold on. It says, why hasn't your brother ever asked to listen to your podcast, and what are you gonna do when he does? So my brother has, and I don't know if I've ever shared this story with you guys, but this is a story of why my brother thinks that I have a podcast. My brother thinks that I have a podcast because I always, like, planned to keep it a secret that I was, like, doing GWA. I honestly didn't think that I would be doing it this long. I thought that I was gonna, like, find somebody and that they were gonna have an issue with it. Fortunately, the person that I would, like, last was, like, I liked, completely understood, and was super cool about it, so he didn't care. But anyway, So, back when I first started, doing GWA, it was maybe, like, I want to say, like, maybe 2-3 months into when I started posting, somebody sent me a message, and they were like, hey, I think I had, like, posted something on Reddit, on my, like, GWA, on my account, and I think I had posted something about how, like, I don't know what I posted. I really don't remember. The point is that somebody wrote to me and they were like, hey, I completely understand where you're coming from. I do YouTube and I understand, like, the responsibilities that you have and blah, blah, blah. And so, I was like, oh, you do YouTube? And I was like, what do you do on YouTube? And they were like, oh, I do game. Like, I do gaming. Like, I game on YouTube. I work for a company that does, like, gaming videos. And he was like, and I don't really, like, he's like, I really don't want to, like, say. And I was like, oh, it's cool, dude, don't worry about it. So, like, me and this guy started, like, messaging back and forth, like, not even, like, romantic. I'm literally sitting in the dark right now. Not even, like, we weren't even, like, messaging each other romantically. It was just, like, we were messaging, like, he was asking me, like, how I recorded and, you know, just like, general conversation. And so from the messages that I started to send back and forth between me and this guy, I gathered that I think he was from Illinois, if I remember correctly. He was doing YouTube, lived in Austin, and he actually moved to Austin to work where he was working, which was, like, a major, like, gaming channel for YouTube. And so he was working with them, but he was also, like, posting on YouTube or something. And so I don't know anything about that, so I, like, mentioned it to my brother. I was like, oh, yeah, this guy messaged me on Reddit and told me that blah, 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 blah. And my brother was like, I think he might work for Rooster Teeth. And I was like, what's that? My brother's like, you don't know what Rooster Teeth is? I was like, no, I don't know what that is. He's like, they're a gaming channel on YouTube. Like, they're pretty big. They're a big deal. And they're based in Austin. And I was like, oh, are they? He's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. And so then after that, like, I was kind of curious. I never asked the guy, like, hey, do you work for Rooster Teeth? But, like, my brother already had, like, his suspicions, kind of. And so my brother kept asking me, like, have you figured out where he works? I'm like, no, like, I wasn't, like, actively trying to, like, get information from the guy. I was just, like, talking to him. And not talking to him, like sexually or anything, like, just conversing, you know? And so one day he told me that he worked with this guy whose name was Gavin, who was from the UK, and that he also did YouTube. And so I mentioned it to my brother, and my brother was like, yeah, he works for Rooster Teeth. And I was like, how do you know? He's like, Gavin Free. And I was like, who's that? He's like, the slow-mo guys. And I'm sitting there like, I don't know what you're talking about. Cause I'm stupid. So, like, all I really do on YouTube, I watch, like, makeup videos, and I also watch, like, food videos. So, like, I love, like, Binging with Babish and, like, Bon Appetit videos. My favorite YouTuber is, her name is Emmy Made. Well, Emmy Made in Japan. And she does, like, MRE tastings, and she does, like, weird recipes from, like, the 50s and stuff. Like, when the 50s, like, you know how everybody was, like, obsessed with mayonnaise? Like, she does a bunch of, like, retro recipes and also tries, like, gadgets from the 50s. Like, so she's my favorite YouTuber. And, yeah, so if you guys are into, like, food stuff, like, you should watch her channel because she's fucking cool. But, I watch, like, makeup videos online. I also watch, like, Threadbanger. I watch Niall Red, who does like experiments. I recently have been getting really into, I don't know why I've been watching this. It's like so soothing for me. I've been watching like doll repaints where like the people like remove the makeup off of Barbie dolls and then they repaint their faces. And it's like incredible to me that they can draw on these little tiny things when I can like, I can't even like correctly sign my name on a fucking line. Like correct, you know? And so, I don't know anything about like gaming YouTubes or anything like and anything like that. And so my brother was like, Gavin Free. I'm like, who's that? He's like, the slow-mo guys. And I was like, I don't, what's that? And my brother like literally like turns and looks at me like I'm a fucking idiot. And he goes, the slow-mo guys. And I was like, I don't know who that is. And he's like, oh my God. So he like, he goes to YouTube and he like pulls up the videos and shows me a bunch of the slow-mo guy videos. And I was like, oh, okay. My brother's like, yeah, Gavin Free from the Slow Mo Guys works for Rooster Teeth, and he's from the UK. And I was like, so Slow Mo Guys, like, are a part of Rooster Teeth? And he was like, no, Gavin Free, he's like, wanted to work for Rooster Teeth, but he couldn't get a work visa. He's like, so he ended up, like, started doing, like, Slow Mo Guys. He's like, so he could have, like, an artistic work visa, and he could come to work for Rooster Teeth. So now he splits his time between, like, if you guys watch Gavin, if you guys know anything about Gavin Free, I don't know if I'm getting this right. This is just the information my brother gave me. I don't watch his videos, so I don't know if this is right. But my brother just said, like, that now he's, like, based in Austin and in the UK. Like, he goes back and forth or whatever. And so my brother was like, yeah, if you said his name is Gavin, he said he also does YouTube, this guy works for Rooster Teeth. And I was like, oh, okay. And so yeah, like we figured out that this guy worked at Rooster Teeth. And so like after he explained like the slow-mo guys to me and stuff, my brother was like, he had like this look on his face and he looks at me and he goes, wait, who was this guy that you're talking to? And I was like, oh, it's just some guy that I'm like messaging on Reddit. And he was like, how did you start messaging him? And I was like, oh, he messaged me. And he was like, why? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, this random YouTube person just like send you a message? Why did he send you a message? And I was like, I posted on Ask Reddit. And my brother was like, oh, okay. But like he knows that I do something because like I've talked about like, sometimes at home, like, can you text me when you're on your way home? And he's like, why? And I'm like, 'cause I'm doing something. And so like, I would say that sometimes. And then I didn't want him to be weirded out. So I told him that I was recording. And so like, like I said, I didn't think that I was going to be doing like GWA this long, which don't get me wrong. I love doing GWA. That's why I'm still doing it. So, Anyway, so like, I didn't anticipate that I would be doing this long. So at first it was just kind of like, I never mentioned it, but now like before I launched my Patreon, I was like working really hard on it. Like one day he was like, why are you looking up like color swatches? 'Cause like, if you've gone on my Patreon, like all of the tiers are like different. Their names aren't Pantone colors, but the swatches are all Pantone colors. That's like my aesthetic. Like I like colors and stuff like that. So I made those, I like actually chose the cards and then put like the text on them or whatever. And so, my brother saw me like looking up like Pantone swatches. And my brother was like, why are you looking at Pantone swatches? And I was like, I'm trying to come up with tiers for Patreon. And he was like, oh, okay. And so my brother, like throughout the, as I've progressively gotten more into GWA and like my follower count has gotten big, my subscription count has gotten larger. And especially with like how right now I'm not working and like a few people send donations to me. Thank you so much. We went to get groceries and he was like, I paid with gift cards. And my brother was like, where'd you get gift cards? And then I told him. And so then I was like, why are these people giving you money? And I told him, I was like, well, I posted online that I was like, wasn't doing good. And, so my brother thinks that I do a podcast. Like he thinks that like I do a podcast, which, I mean, it's not a podcast. I do things for, you know, like not safe for work audios, but I also do rambles and stuff. So technically I'm not lying. Like I do like driving rambles and stuff, you know? And so like, I feel like technically I'm not lying to him, but I'm not telling him the whole truth. And so like recently, since I like told him that I was going to launch my Patreon, he told me, he was like, are you going to launch it yet? I was like, yeah, I'm about to. And he's like, can I look at your page so I can see what the tiers are? And I was like, no. And he's like, why not? And I'm like, because then you're going to see my username. And any time that he asks if he could listen or if he could sit, he, one time he told me, he was like, can I be in one of your podcasts with you? And I was like, no, you embarrass me. And he was like, I'm not going to embarrass you. Why would I do that? And I was like, why do you want to be in one with me? He's like, just because it'll be fun. He's like, don't you talk about me to your podcast? And I was like, yeah, I talk about you all the time, which I do. And he's like, so why can't I just like, why can't I listen to one of them? Or why can't I be in one of them? And I told him, I was like, this is my excuse. I tell him, I'm like, well, I don't want anybody that knows me to listen to it, because then they're gonna, like, the fact that nobody knows who I am gives me more, like, I can be more honest. I can be more sincere. It's not like I'm holding back or trying not to tell you guys something because somebody in my family is going to listen to it. So, like, when I share personal information with you guys, like, I do it completely honestly, and I'm very genuine about it, because I don't like to lie. Like, I think, like, someone's word is everything. So, and that's like, one of my things. Like, I think your word is everything. If you go against your word, then you're probably, I mean, I'm going to doubt the things you say, you know? So, I try to be very honest in everything that I do. And so I like how I say that when I'm like talking about how I lied about my brother about what I do on the internet. But like, yeah, so he's asked like why I won't let him listen. And that's what I told him. I was like, oh, well, I'd rather keep it like anonymous because it gives me more, I can be more genuine, which is true. I mean, and I've like on my driving rambles and stuff, like I'm very, very honest. You guys know this if you've listened to them before. So especially with like my work thing that happened, like I was super, super honest about everything that was going on with my job. If anybody from my job would have found out that I was like talking about that stuff, like it would have cost my job, but nobody did, of course. And so, yeah, he told me the other night, he was like, so like he got home from being with his girlfriend yesterday, and he was like, did you launch your Patreon? And I was like, yeah, I launched. And he's like, have you gotten any patrons? And I was like, yesterday I was so anxious about launching, and I was sure that nobody was going to sign up. I like set the notifications off on my phone, so like it wouldn't send me notifications, because I figured like if I don't get any notifications, I don't want to be sitting around waiting for for my phone to vibrate. So I turned the notifications off on my phone. And my brother, when he got home, he was like, how many patrons have you gotten? And I was like, I haven't checked. And he's like, why? And I was like, what if nobody signed up? And he was like, do you want to check? And I was like, okay. So I like went on Patreon, and I saw that I had 13 at this time. I had 13 patrons, and I like, me and him both started jumping up and down in the hallway, because he was so happy for me. Especially right now that I'm like not working and I'm trying to find a job, like I think he's noticed how stressed I've been. And so I think he knows that like whatever I do online, like the recordings that I make, like make me happy. It makes me happy doing them. So I think that that's why he's supportive of it. That's why he doesn't really question anything. But he has asked me like if he can be in one. And so right now when somebody asked that on my last post, I was thinking like, what if I like do like a driving ramble with my brother? I don't know if you guys would be into this. I don't know if I should do like a driving ramble with my brother and then like tell him that I'm letting him be in my podcast or whatever. And then if you guys want me to like ask him about specific subjects or you guys, whatever, like I know that he wants to. So like if you guys are down to listen to me, like be a sister to my brother or like listen to how we interact, I mean, I can like say that I'm going to do a podcast with him and then just have him like, be in a driving ramble with me or like answer questions. If you guys have like any questions, I guess I can ask him, but, I don't know. I thought that would be funny. Like I thought of that and I started laughing, and then I like came downstairs and got in my car so I could like record this for you guys. I don't know. I think it'd be funny, but, I don't know if you guys would want that. And yeah, so I don't know. I'm super happy. Like right now, like I said in my post earlier, like I'm trying to set a schedule for myself so I can like accurately, you know, like knock recordings out. I still want to like be able to like post on Reddit and also provide content for my Patreon. Both are super important to me. I mean, obviously like Patreon's going to have more access, but I'm not going to neglect like GWA or anything, because I love it, like, the, you know, so there's a lot of people that support me and stuff, so I don't want anybody to feel like I just, like, kind of left my GWA account on its own and I'm not doing anything on there. But yeah, I'm really excited, and like, I was talking to somebody earlier that's, like, a part of the community, like, the GWA community, and they were like, oh my god, I can't believe you have that many patrons, like, I've never seen someone launch Patreon and then have so many people sign up. Like, she's like, you obviously are, like, people love you. And I feel like for, cause she was saying, she's like, I think it has to do with, like, how great your stuff is. She's like, I think you have great content and you're a great performer. And I was like, no, I think it has more to do with the fact that, like, when I was working, I was always one of the girls that was like, I'm not going to do commission audios. I'm not going to do custom audios. I'm not going to do, Patreon, because, I'm so busy and that's going to be, like, added stress. And so that's why I never did it before. So I think that's why it's done so well, because I never opened that door before. And so now I'm so excited, which, like, I wish that I would have started doing this, like, right when I left my job, because for, like, the last couple of weeks, oh, I don't want to cry. For the last couple of weeks, like, since I haven't been working, like, I've been so down on myself. Like, I've been so stressed out because I'm not working, and, like, it sounds stupid, but I've never been one to, like, worry about money. Like, I've always been really responsible and I've been on my feet. And so, like, this is different for me. I don't know how to do this. And so for the last few weeks, like, I've just been, like, stressed out and just, like, really unhappy, and everyone feels so far away from me, and, like, you know, so I wish that I would have done this before, like, sooner, because, like, it's barely been 2 days, but, like, just, like, talking to the patrons that I have about, well, like, what they want to hear, like, it gets me really excited, because I really want to do the recordings. Like, earlier someone asked me if I could do, like, a teacher scenario, and I was like, oh my god, what if I do, like, teaching you guys Spanish, because I speak Spanish, and they were like, yeah, that sounds great. And so I'm like, oh my god, like, I'm gonna speak Spanish in audio, like, I don't know, I'm so excited, like, I genuinely love making audios and sharing things with you guys, and so it's really important for me, so I really appreciate, like, your support, and how great you guys are, like, you guys are awesome. I don't want to cry, because, like, I feel like I always say that and then I start crying, but I really do appreciate everything. Can you guys believe I'm sitting in the dark in my garage, literally recording this right now? But yeah, if you guys want to hear me and my brother interact with each other, I guess, I mean, you guys can drop, like, questions, in the comments, I guess, or, like, whatever you want to hear us talk about. What else? And yeah, I'm trying to set up, like, a schedule, because right now I have, like, I literally have, like, 20 audios that I need to knock out in 2 weeks, for everybody on Patreon, and that sounds like a lot, but it's not. It really isn't, because I'm going to try to do, like, at least, like, 2 a day. I mean, my vagina is going to be destroyed, but, like, I'm still going to do it. I'm really, really excited about it. Especially, like, talking to everybody individually and asking them, like, what they want to hear. It's super cool. And so I'm really, really excited about it. I'm, like, really excited. So, and yeah, and some people had, like, questions about, like, other tiers opening up. And so, yeah, I'm going to give myself, like, about a week. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to give myself, like, these 2 weeks to, like, do everybody's audios that I have. And then, of course, like, the month starts over in April, obviously. So I think, like, starting April, if I feel like I have a good gauge on, like, what my process is going to be to, like, knock everything out, and I'm still not working, I hope I'm working by April. My God. I'll go ahead and, open up more slots. But right now, like, I literally started with, like, limited entries, like, tiers, because I didn't, like, the highest tier is, like, 25-minute audio, and I was like, if I leave that unlimited, I'm gonna end up, like, having to do, like, 20, 25-minute audios, and it's gonna be a wreck. Like, my vagina is going to be destroyed. So that's why. And then also I was like, I'm trying to do like time management and trying to like, adjust, you know, like wake up a certain time and knock these out or do this. And so, yeah. But I do want to open up more slots, 'cause I think it'd be super fun. And now that like my brother like thinks I'm doing like a podcast or whatever, like, he like will tell me, like the other day he was like, are you going to record today? I was like, yeah, I sure am. And he was like, okay, I'll call you when I'm on my way home. So like now he'll give me a heads up when he's on his way, which is super cool. And like, yeah, so I love my brother. I mean, everything that I've done in my life has been to give him stability. And that's why he lives with me. Like, he's going to college, and he was living with my mom, and it was like after his kidney had already gotten okay and he was good. He moved in with my mom, and then it was like the same issues that I had with my mom started happening with my brother. Like, she's really abusive. She was like emotionally manipulative, and just like my mom is a lot. And so it got to a point where I was like, I can either leave him to live in that home, or I can try to give him a stable, safe space. And so that's why my brother lives with me. Everything that I've ever, and it's so stupid, but it's true, like everything that I've ever done in my life has been so my brother like can be okay. Like, so he can have like a safe space, like somewhere he doesn't have to stress about things, and somewhere he doesn't, you know, that he knows that he's capable and that nobody's going to put him down. And so that's my biggest goal, was to give my brother that. And so that's why he lives with me. And yeah, he's like the most important person in my life, like hands down. And like, I know I talked about like how, in that other audio that I did, like I talked about how like that Buddhist monk like told me that like I wasn't meant to have kids. And that's something that I tell people all the time, because I have like God kids. I have 5 God kids. And I, you know, like people ask me, they're like, when are you going to have your own kids? And I'm like, dude, I already raised a kid. Like, I already raised one. I don't need my own. Because like I literally took care of my brother since he was little. And so, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm like rambling about nothing in particular. But yeah, that's why my brother thinks that I do a podcast. And yes, he has asked to listen to it. He has also asked to be in it, but I've always said no. So you guys probably think that's funny. My parents know as well. Like, my dad, I mentioned it to him like a while. I talked to my dad. Me and my dad are very, very close, even though my dad wasn't in my life for a really long time. When I was in my 20s, I realized that like the things that my parents did to me hurt me so much, they were making me sick. And so I decided that like, even though my parents didn't apologize to me, like I had to forgive them. And so I forgave my parents. And so my dad says all the time, like, that he says, you know, I know that I had nothing to do with the person that you turned out to be, but I'm so happy and I'm so proud of you. So my dad, I had already told him like maybe like in September of last year that I was like doing content online. And so he was like, no matter what you're doing, I mean, the fact that you're using your voice, he's like, is great. I think that's great. And I was like, yeah, I used to love writing and stuff. So, I mean, I still do, but, that's what he said. And then recently my mom was like really stressed because like I haven't been working. And so she asked me if I needed her to like buy me groceries and stuff. And my mom literally, like, while I haven't been working, she's been like bringing like leftovers over and like bringing fruits and stuff. 'Cause like, I guess she knew that I didn't want to ask. And, I the other day, like, we went to get groceries, and she was like, where'd you get groceries? And then I told her that like some of, my followers had like sent me donations. And she was like, why? And then I told her that, like, I was doing kind of, like, a thing online. And it was the same thing that I told my brother. And she was like, oh, okay. She was like, that's not what she said. My mom's Mexican, so she was like, are you doing anything illegal? I was like, I'm not doing anything illegal. And she was like, you're sure? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure. And she was like, okay. She like thought I was like, I don't know what I could do illegally on the internet. I mean, you can do a lot of things illegally on the internet, so I don't know. But yeah, that's a story of why my brother thinks that I do a podcast. So if you guys think it'd be fun, like just funny or whatever, to like record a fake podcast with my with my brother and ask him questions and stuff, I can do that. I recorded like a ramble for you guys this morning, but you guys couldn't hear it because I recorded on my headset and it was awful because it was like I was up till like 7 a.m. this morning, and at like 5 a.m. I was like, I could really go for a sausage egg McMuffin right now. Like, I could really go for a sausage egg McMuffin. And so I ended up like literally driving to like McDonald's at 5 a.m. and I got myself like a sausage and egg McMuffin, and I like recorded kind of like me rambling. But then I like, when I played it back, because I usually will listen to like the first minute of my recordings just to make sure that you can hear me, and then I'm like, all right, good, because I don't listen through them all. I can't. It gives me anxiety and it makes me want to delete the whole recording. And so when I listened to it back, I realized that I sounded really far away and can't really make out what I'm saying. So I was like, oh, fuck this. So I like scrapped it. I was really excited and stoked about my fucking Egg McMuffin. And the cashier too, like, I was like on the window and I was like, oh, can I have an Egg McMuffin with a hash brown? And she was like, a sausage McMuffin. I was like, can I get a sausage and egg McMuffin with a hash brown? And she was like, a sausage McMuffin. And I was like, with egg. And then she goes, uh-huh. Do you want that with egg? And I was like, yes, I just said that. And she goes, oh, well, you should have said that. And I'm like, this bitch is like, should you even listening? Like, anyway, so I don't know why I'm telling you guys that. But I'm literally sitting in my car right now. I'm wearing a sports bra and Darth Vader pajama pants, and I'm barefoot. And I have my hair up like in a top knot on the top of my head. Like I have like a big bun, and I'm wearing glasses, no makeup. I'm literally in the dark. Like the garage light isn't even on. Like everything is pitch black. The only thing that like is lighted up is the screen of my phone. Actually, it just went off. Never mind. It just came back on. But yeah, so I'm gonna go back inside. And what am I doing right now? Oh, I was about to watch Queer Eye. My brother's girlfriend, me and her watch like the same shows and the same movies. It's hilarious to me. And I constantly tell my brother that he's dating his sister. I'm like, you're dating your sister. And he's like, fuck off. He gets so mad. And so, earlier he was like, hey, my girlfriend says, did you watch Queer Eye yet? And I was like, it's out. And he was like, yeah, it's already out. And I was like, oh, I had no idea. And then, so, like, I was like, yeah, tell her I'll watch it later. And then, earlier she sent me a text and it's, like, her, she's crying. And then she put, like, why is Queer Eye making me cry? And it made me laugh. And I was like, okay, so I guess I'm going to cry when I watch Queer Eye. So I'm probably going to do that here in a sec. And then I have a few, audios that I'm going to record tomorrow, for Patreon. I'm hoping to, like, knock all of those out within the next 2 weeks. Because I'm fucked up and I, like, launched in the middle of March. I should have launched the beginning of March so I had, like, enough time to, like, put out more content. And I apologize for that. But I'm going to try to knock everything out here within the next 2 weeks. And then April will be a new start. If I'm not working yet. Oh, God. I just, like, the job thing is, like, stressing me out so much. Like, I'm so stressed out about it. It's, like, literally making me, like, I just can't, like, I don't understand, like, you guys have no idea the amount of, like, applications that I'm doing, and I'm not, it's, like, annoying, and, like, I don't know what to do, anyway, but I even, like, applied to work at the city, and, like, receptionist jobs, even though I'm, like, I'm overqualified, but, like, I'm just trying to do anything that I can. Like, I'm just trying, I don't know. I don't understand. And I know it's not just me. Like I said the other day, like I talked to somebody that was also looking for a job, and she said that she's been out of work for 4 months, and this is the hardest city that she's ever, ever, you know, like tried to get a job at. So I don't know. I think that's it. I'm really cold. So I'm going to go back inside, and I'm going to be up all night. So if you guys are like down to talk, just like drop shit in the comments. Cause I'm going to be hanging out doing fucking nothing. I've been thinking about like restarting a Discord server. Cause if you guys remember back in October, I started a Discord server and it was a fucking shithole. Like it was a mess. There was like a bunch of people trolling on there. I ended up getting really mad and I deleted it. I'm thinking about maybe like restarting one, but I don't know who I could like get to mod it or anything. Like, I don't know. Cause I kind of like want to have like a better direct connection to speaking to you guys. Sometimes I wish like, sometimes I tell myself like, especially when I haven't been sleeping, I'm like, I wish that I had like a chat channel for me to like jump on like audio or whatever and talk to my subscribers. Cause I know there's a lot of you guys that like, actually don't even like, are not on like US time or whatever. And so I wish I had that, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, dude, I like the Discord server that I had previously, just like, it just fucked me up. It was awful. So I don't know. Or if you guys have like any alternatives for me, like actually setting up like voice chats with you guys. I don't know if there's anything like that available. I don't know. But yeah, I'm going to be up like for a while. So if you guys are down to talk, then just send me, drop some comments or, you know, whatever. But anyway, bye.